ThisEpicLife.com presents The Framework, Chapter 5, Our Work, Together, The Group Victory. So back in Chapter 4, we heard an example of the one-to-one victory in doing that work with individuals, friends, family members, and people I come into contact with. I just started to wonder, you know, is it possible to create similar energy swells in our work lives? How can we inspire and influence our teams and organizations? That's what Chapter 5 is all about. Last summer in Chicago, I closed our digital media company's national sales conference as I wrapped up an unfiltered talk on why we do what we do and what qualifies our team to change the digital media industry. Things veered off into Weirdsville. 4 years ago, I began motivating our cozy team of 40 with metaphors like, you need to mount your inner Pegasus and soar over that double rainbow, or we need you on the path, so stop wrestling in the weeds with the turkeys like some damn hillbilly. Now, I stood before 200 teammates, including our executive team, and finished with, I'm known around here as kind of a nut, a goofball. I like to laugh. We have a lot of fun. But when it comes to my love for this company and your success, which is directly tied to my family's success as an extension of this organization, I am dead serious. Tumbleweeds blew through the ballroom. Pins dropped. Old ladies fainted. If there is ever anything I can do for any one of you to lift you up, to help you out, or realign you with our mission, you just hit me up, okay? Well, okay then. With that awkward close came applause, followed by disco music. I had one more trick up my sleeve. 2 weeks earlier, I emceed my little sister's wedding. The reception had escalated into a muddy yet somehow classy dance frenzy. It also became the lab for the experiment that was about to follow. Our executive team fell into position, lining everyone up into a horseshoe formation facing one another. I started shepherding our 200-person work family through a two-sided, infinite high-five tunnel. Tall guys from sales high-fiving little ladies from finance, and childlike shrieks coming off of typically grumpy developers high-fiving their brothers and sisters in account management. The disco grind of Scissor Sisters blasted from the overhead speakers. The hotel staff had to think we were a cult. The next day, a coworker from DC reminded me how I must have completely lost my shit at some point because I yelled, "It's working! It's freaking working, you guys! Keep it going!" Smacks of infinite high fives reached a fever pitch. After a good old-fashioned group chant, all I could properly end with was, "I love you guys! See you at the top!" The wireless mic fell loudly to the floor. Centro has been a blessing because they not only tolerate my wily brand of Inspirato, they actually encourage it. They amplify it. For the second year in a row, Crane Chicago Business rated Centro as the number one best place to work in Chicago, ahead of Google, Microsoft, and every other startup with offices there. Our corporate manifesto, which our founder and CEO Sean Riegsecker wrote as an extension of his Mennonite heritage, preaches humility as one of our core principles. Still, it gives me chills whenever we're recognized for creating such a special culture, one that creates an upward spiral, or what Sean calls the happy client continuum. It works like this. Step one, the company takes incredible care of the employees, who then, two, take incredible care of the client and vendor partners, who then, three, take incredible care of the company, and it just keeps on repeating. Over the last few years, I've designated myself as a culture catalyst, reminding my teammates when, it's working, you guys, keep it going. In training my new hire classes on the full life integration exercises, I'm able to identify those special nutters with catalyst potential. Because when challenging times inevitably hit, we can count on the catalysts to elevate an entire culture. All right, the journey begins. I want to talk to you about this workbook that I put together. It's totally free. You could go to thisepiclife.com/workbook1. So that's workbook one, and download a copy of it. It's basically the same exact workbook I use to train our new hires at Centro on self-mastery. And from there, I could kind of pick up on the ones who are in full what I call mega alignment, mega aligned with themselves. They actually reveal their what I call catalyst potential. So that's where we get into culture building. The exercises are great. I've actually done them all myself, and I revisit them regularly too. Whenever I need to upgrade my lens, whenever I need to better align my non-negotiables with my purpose, that sort of stuff. So head on over there and pick it up. thisepiclife.com/workbook1. And if I have a motive in any of this and putting together, you know, the framework or any of the crazy visuals and all this stuff that goes with the manifesto, it's basically just to give you what my pops gave me all those years ago, which is one, a framework to clarify, simplify, and amplify your own life. And then two, just a clear understanding and acceptance of your potential. You know, we deserve to be happy more often than not, excited more often than not, increasingly calm in more turbulent times, and constantly reminded of our singular value. So I encourage you to take the first step and check out the preview video for the workbook. You know, Bob Marley was fond of saying, you've got to start somewhere or you get nowhere. The free workbook is distilled down to the three core alignment exercises. The first one is upgrade your lens, upgrade your life, which is basically just crafting your personal lens statement. The second one is defining your non-negotiables, like narrowing down all that kick-ass stuff you do in your life to your sacred life ingredients. And then the third is putting those together in a particular order and threading those non-negotiables into rituals throughout your week. And that actually creates like the combination of those separate non-negotiables creates the integration. So for starters, it's my mission to help you continually upgrade your lens. You know, it either enhances or diminishes all we experience. Pretty important stuff. Along the way, we'll identify and create space for your non-negotiables. From there, we'll practice and achieve periods of full life integration. And above all, we'll have a pretty kick-ass time doing it. So thank you so much for listening this far. I honestly take nothing for granted. You know, if you've made it this far into the framework, it's because you've had questions, and hopefully this document has provided some sort of fresh perspective. I'm really grateful you found the work and have taken the time to join me. Honestly, this work is some of the most important stuff we can do for ourselves. I've noticed more and more that the more I take on in my life, the more I need alignment exercises. From this point forward, we have the manifesto and then what I call the addendum. That's my personal path towards full life integration. So let me be clear about that. This epic life is only about you and your journey. If sharing my saga helps, entertains, or inspires in some way, please proceed, but it actually kicks off in chapter 8 with one of my favorite sections of this entire document. It's on soul, and it's one of those things that I constantly go back to remember some of the most important fundamental things in our lives. So check that out, chapter 8, soul. Thanks for listening to thisepiclife.com presents The Framework. To grab your free workbook download, head over to thisepiclife.com/workbook1. Coming up in chapters 8 through 12, my path to full life integration, plus bonus exercises, music, and more. Namaste.